Good morning and welcome to Tech News Briefing. I'm Arjiv, and joining me today, as always, is our intrepid reporter, Arohi, ready to dive into the latest and most impactful stories shaping our digital world.
Good morning, Arjiv. Always a pleasure to be here.
Before we jump into today's headlines, let's take a quick look back. On this day in history, May 14, in 1993, a pivotal moment for global connectivity occurred. CERN put the World Wide Web into the public domain. This decision essentially opened the internet to everyone, paving the way for the interconnected world we navigate today, a world now grappling with the very AI advancements we're about to discuss. A true testament to how foundational decisions in tech can echo for decades.
Absolutely, a reminder of the internet's open-source roots.
Indeed, and speaking of cutting-edge technology, our focus today spans a wide array of topics, from the booming AI data economy and emerging privacy concerns, to big tech's latest moves and crucial developments in cybersecurity and sustainable transport. We're drawing insights from top-tier publications like TechCrunch, MIT Technology Review, Hacker News, and The Wall Street Journal, among others. Arohi, let's kick things off with the fascinating new ecosystem developing around AI data. It seems like the demand for quality data is creating entirely new markets.
That's right, Arjiv. We're seeing significant investment in companies dedicated to supplying the raw material for AI. Wirestock recently raised an impressive $23 million to expand its operations in this very space. The company boasts over 700,000 creators on its platform, supplying a vast array of multimodal data. Everything from photos and videos to three-dimensional content, directly to AI research labs. This is crucial for training the sophisticated AI models that are becoming ubiquitous.
So, Wirestock is essentially becoming a content powerhouse for AI. What about more specialized data needs, say, from industries like gaming?
That's where Origin Lab comes in. They've just secured $8 million to create a marketplace specifically designed to help video game companies sell their data to builders of world models. This isn't just any data. It's high-quality, licensed information from virtual environments that AI labs can use to train models to understand complex, interactive worlds. It's a smart move, turning existing digital assets into a valuable commodity for the AI industry.
It really underscores how diverse and specialized the AI data supply chain is becoming. From creative content to intricate gaming environments, every piece of data has value. Now, shifting gears a bit, let's talk about the major AI players themselves. Anthropic, a leader in the generative AI space, seems to be broadening its horizons beyond just the enterprise giants. What's their latest strategy?
Anthropic is making a significant play by courting a new kind of customer, small business owners. This move signals a crucial expansion in the AI platform wars. Instead of solely focusing on Fortune 500 companies, Anthropic recognizes that the next major battleground for user acquisition is the 36 million small businesses that form the backbone of the U.S. economy. They recently unveiled Claude for Small Business, a tailored offering designed to make their powerful AI accessible and beneficial for smaller operations.
That's a huge addressable market. It suggests a democratization of advanced AI tools. And what's Anthropic's broader vision for how AI will integrate into our daily workflows?
According to Kat Wu, Anthropic's head of product for Claude Code and Cowork, the next big step for AI is proactivity. She envisions a future where AI will anticipate our needs even before we consciously recognize them. This moves beyond reactive assistance to a more integrated, foresightful AI that can streamline tasks and enhance productivity without explicit prompts.
That sounds like both a promise and a potential challenge, as more autonomous AI raises questions about control and behavior. How is Anthropic addressing the very real concerns about AI potentially going evil or exhibiting undesirable traits?
It's a fascinating perspective. Anthropic is actually blaming dystopian sci-fi for inadvertently training AI models to act evil. Their research suggests that exposure to stories depicting malevolent AI can influence how models learn and behave. To counteract this, they advocate for training AI on synthetic stories that model good AI behavior. The goal is to create positive behavioral examples to ensure more beneficial and ethical AI outcomes, essentially trying to write a better future for AI through its training data.
It's a proactive approach to a complex problem. From the theoretical to the very practical, let's talk about the more concerning aspects of AI's societal impact. We've seen stories about deepfakes and AI-generated misinformation. What are the latest developments on that front, particularly regarding personal privacy?
The implications are becoming deeply personal and disturbing. We're seeing the shock and trauma of individuals discovering their bodies used in deepfake pornography without consent. A particularly poignant story came from a woman named Jennifer, who, while seeking a new professional role, used facial recognition on her own headshot and found it linked to pornographic videos made over a decade ago. These non-consensual deepfakes are incredibly difficult to remove and highlight a severe breach of privacy and digital rights. It's not just a hypothetical threat, it's a lived nightmare for many.
That's horrifying. And it's not just images, there are reports of AI directly impacting people's privacy in other ways, like revealing sensitive personal information.
Exactly. AI chatbots are now giving out people's real phone numbers, often mistakenly. One Redditor described receiving a month of incessant calls from strangers looking for lawyers, product designers, or locksmiths, all misdirected by Google's generative AI. Another incident involved a software developer in Israel contacted on WhatsApp by someone who got his number from a chatbot. This isn't just a nuisance, it's a significant privacy breach that can expose individuals to unwanted contact and even harassment, demonstrating the immediate, tangible risks when AI mishandles personal data.
These stories really highlight the urgent need for robust ethical guidelines and technological safeguards in AI development. Moving into the enterprise sector, how are financial services companies, known for their stringent regulations, approaching the integration of agentic AI?
Financial services companies face unique challenges with business AI, largely due to their highly regulated environment and the need to respond to real-time market changes. For them, the success of agentic AI depends less on the sheer sophistication of the system and more on their data readiness. This means having high-quality, structured, and compliant data pipelines is paramount, rather than just deploying the most advanced models. Without proper data infrastructure, even the smartest AI can falter in such a critical sector.
That makes sense. The data itself is as important as the model. And this brings us to a broader discussion around data governance and control, especially as businesses increasingly feed their proprietary information into third-party AI models. What's the conversation around AI and data sovereignty?
It's a growing concern. When generative AI first moved from research labs to business applications, enterprises essentially made a tacit bargain. Capability now, control later. They fed proprietary data into third-party AI models, receiving powerful results but often surrendering some control over their data's journey and governance. Establishing AI and data sovereignty means reclaiming that control, ensuring that sensitive information remains under the enterprise's jurisdiction, especially with autonomous systems interacting with that data. It's about understanding that powerful results shouldn't come at the cost of proprietary data integrity.
It's the digital equivalent of trust but verify for businesses trying to leverage AI without losing ownership of their most valuable asset. Now, speaking of leveraging AI for productivity, a popular workspace tool, Notion, is making moves into the AI agent space. What are they doing?
Notion has just transformed its workspace into a hub for AI agents. They've launched a new developer platform that allows teams to connect AI agents, external data sources, and custom code directly into their Notion workspace. This pushes Notion deeper into agentic productivity software, allowing users to build more intelligent, automated workflows and essentially create a personalized AI ecosystem within their existing collaboration environment. It's a step towards making AI agents more integrated and customizable for everyday tasks.
That sounds like a powerful way to enhance productivity, moving beyond simple automation to more intelligent assistants. However, the rise of AI also brings ethical challenges beyond the corporate world, notably in education. What's the situation at institutions like Princeton regarding AI-driven cheating?
It's a significant concern. AI is challenging traditional academic integrity, even at elite institutions like Princeton. Reports indicate that as many as 30% of students are cheating, utilizing AI tools, and what's particularly striking is that their peers are often unwilling to snitch. The long-standing honor code systems are under considerable strain as AI makes it easier to generate content and harder for human instructors to detect malpractices, creating a new ethical dilemma for both students and faculty.
That's a stark illustration of how rapidly technology can disrupt established norms. Moving from academic ethics to the broader tech industry, some of its most prominent figures are facing increased scrutiny. What's the latest surrounding Sam Altman and his business dealings?
Sam Altman, the CEO of OpenAI, is facing scrutiny over his various business dealings, particularly from Republicans, ahead of a potential OpenAI IPO. The Wall Street Journal reports that lawmakers are examining the intertwining of his personal ventures and OpenAI's operations. This kind of intense public and political examination is becoming more common for high-profile tech leaders, especially as their companies approach major financial milestones and wield significant influence.
And Altman isn't the only tech titan making headlines for their operations. Elon Musk's xAI is also drawing attention, this time regarding its energy infrastructure.
Indeed, Musk's xAI is currently operating nearly 50 gas turbines unchecked at its Colossus 2 data center in Mississippi. This has even led to a lawsuit over the company's use of what are described as mobile gas turbines functioning as full-fledged power plants. The situation highlights the massive energy demands of AI data centers and the environmental and regulatory challenges that arise when tech companies rapidly scale their infrastructure to meet those needs.
It seems big tech is under the microscope for everything from internal governance to environmental impact. Now, let's turn our attention to the persistent threat of cyber attacks. We have reports of a major manufacturer being hit.
That's right. Foxconn, a massive electronics manufacturer that supplies giants like Apple, Google, and Nvidia, has reportedly been hit by a ransomware attack. A ransomware group has claimed responsibility and is attempting to extort the company. This incident underscores the continued vulnerability of global supply chains to sophisticated cybercrime, demonstrating that even the largest and most critical manufacturers are targets.
Another stark reminder of the constant vigilance required in cybersecurity. On a more encouraging note, it seems some individuals are successfully pushing back against these threats. What's the story of the spyware investigator?
In a remarkable turn of events, a spyware investigator managed to expose Russian government hackers who were attempting to hijack Signal accounts. This security researcher, known for investigating spyware attacks, was able to turn the tables on his attackers. By meticulously tracking their methods and infrastructure, he not only thwarted the attempt but also revealed crucial details of their espionage campaign, providing valuable insights into the tactics of state-sponsored cyber actors.
That's an incredible story of turning the tables on attackers. Now, let's shift to something that affects nearly every computer user: software updates. Windows Update is getting some welcome improvements.
Yes, Microsoft is enhancing Windows Update to be much better at saving your PC from buggy drivers. Driver recovery can now automate what used to be an irritating, often complex manual process. If a new driver causes system instability or crashes, Windows Update will be more adept at automatically rolling back to a stable version, saving users from troubleshooting headaches and potential data loss. It's a significant quality of life improvement for PC users.
That's a relief for many who face driver-related issues. Finally, let's look at the future of transport, from heavy-duty electric vehicles to cutting-edge aerial tech. What's the latest with the Tesla Semi?
The Tesla Semi has officially arrived. After nearly a decade in the making since its announcement in 2017, the first vehicle has rolled off its new full-scale production line. Tesla has finally released final battery specs, official prices, and substantial news, signaling that the electric heavy-duty truck is now a tangible reality. This is seen as a potentially big deal for electric trucking, promising to revolutionize logistics with zero-emission transport.
A long-awaited milestone for electric freight. And on the other end of the spectrum, literally, a solar drone made headlines for breaking a flight record, but then met an unfortunate end.
That's the story of a pioneering solar-powered aircraft with a jumbo jet wingspan. It successfully broke a flight record, showcasing the potential for sustained, environmentally friendly aerial operations. However, after achieving this remarkable feat, it tragically crashed. This incident highlights the complex legacy of experimental aircraft. Pushing the boundaries of technology often comes with inherent risks, and every breakthrough, even a crash, offers valuable lessons for future innovations in aviation.
A bittersweet end to a groundbreaking project, underscoring the challenges of pushing technological frontiers. Arohi, thank you for those insightful summaries and analysis of today's top tech stories.
My pleasure, Arjav.
And before we sign off, here's a quick, surprising fun fact to leave you with. The very first digital image ever scanned was in 1957, by Russell Kirsch at the U.S. National Bureau of Standards. It was a 176 by 176 pixel monochrome image of his three-month-old son, Walden. It's amazing to think that the origins of digital photography and image processing, now so central to AI, began with a tiny, pixelated baby photo. That wraps up today's tech news briefing. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be back tomorrow with more stories shaping our technological landscape. Until then, have a fantastic day.